Greetings, friends. Once again, we're happy to be coming your way by means of radio with a message from the Word of God. In the 37th Psalm and beginning with verse 3, we find these words, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." Now, I want you to especially notice that this says to trust in the Lord. It does not say for us to put our trust within ourselves. We might do that and be disappointed. In fact, we're told in 2 Corinthians 1:9, "But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead." And again in Philippians 3:3, "For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." You see, some people take quite a bit of pride in their ancestors. Others take delight in the fact that their nationality is what they consider superior to others. But wait a minute. It does not matter what nationality you are. You may have some Irish, some Scotch, or German, or French blood in you, or perhaps even some American Indian, but that will not save you. In the 18th chapter of Luke, we read these words, beginning with verse 9, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are.' Then he went on to tell of the good deeds that he did, but he just simply was trusting in himself. All of his self-righteousness was as filthy rags in the sight of God. The publican realized that he had nothing to boast of, so he smote upon his breast and asked God to be merciful to him, a sinner. And I believe God did have mercy upon him." Do you remember the two thieves, one on either side of the cross of our Lord when he was crucified? One of them was critical and bitter, while the other realized that it was because of his sins he was suffering the penalty of death. So he asked Jesus to have mercy upon him. And I want to tell you that I believe he was saved that day by faith in the Son of God. His sins were forgiven, and he made his peace with God, even though it was in the closing minutes of his life. However, I certainly do not recommend that one wait until they are breathing their last before seeking peace with God. They should realize that they need him all the time. But let us go back to the thought expressed that we should trust in God. In the 11th Psalm, beginning with verse 1, we read, "In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain?" You see, it brings a peace and satisfaction by trusting in God, just as we find here in Isaiah 12, 2 and 3. "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." Friends, have you found this source of peace and contentment? We also find here in Psalms 34:22 that "the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." And again in Isaiah 26:3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." That's not all either. There's happiness that goes along with trusting the Lord. Listen to this 20th verse from the 16th chapter of Proverbs. "He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." Then, in Psalms 5, verses 11 and 12, we find, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield." It's a mighty good thing to have the Lord on your side when you get in trouble. Have you ever been in trouble and felt that you needed a power which was greater than you, your own, to lift yourself from it? And you can be sure you're going to have some trouble. Listen to the 7th verse of the 1st chapter of Nahum. "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." You see, the Lord doesn't forget those who trust in him. Now, in addition to all the benefits we receive from trusting the Lord, such as joy, peace, happiness, salvation through faith in his name, and healing to our bodies when we're sick, besides the hope of eternal life when we depart from this world, here are some other good reasons why everyone should put their trust in him. His promises are great, and his word is unfailing. We notice that Christ said in Luke 21:33 that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Then again, we're told that God cannot lie. This scripture is found in Hebrews 6 and verse 18. It says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. And more than that, he tells us in 1 Peter 5:7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." In conclusion, let me give you two other scriptures. One of them is found in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And the other is found in Psalms 27. "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." Friends, I like that, don't you? Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that the God whom we serve has power over all the elements of the world? He has power over the kingdoms of the world, and he sets up one king and puts down another according to his will and pleasure. I'm glad that God is still ruling the world today. Now, if you've not trusted him before, I hope that from this time on you will learn to put your trust in God. Let us do what was in the hearts of our forefathers when they designed the coins which came from the mints of the government with these words on them, "In God we trust." Friends, where is your trust today? Is it in earthly things? Is it in your own righteousness or some man-made organization? Or is it in the living Word, eternal Word of God? Listen to this poem. Blessed be his name. I have a friend whose faithful love is more than all the world to me. 'Tis higher than the heights above and deeper than the boundless sea. So old, so new, so strong, so true. Before the earth received its frame, he loved me. Blessed be his name. He held the highest place above, adored by all the sons of fame. Yet, such his self-denying love, he laid aside his crown and came to seek the lost. And at the cost of heavenly rank and earthly fame, he sought me. Blessed be his name. It was a lonely path he trod, from every human soul apart, known only to himself and God. Was all the grief that filled his heart. Yet from the track he turned not back, till where I lay in want and shame, he found me, blessed be his name. Then dawned at last that day of dread, when desolate yet undismayed, with wearied frame and thorn-crowned head, he, now forsaken and betrayed, went up for me to Calvary. and dying there in grief and shame, he saved me. Blessed be his name. Long as I live, my song shall tell the wonders of his matchless love, and when at last I rise to dwell in the bright home prepared above, my joy shall be his face to see, and bowing then with loud acclaim, I'll praise him. Blessed be his name. Let us pray. Our Father, there may be someone listening to this broadcast today who's in trouble and distress because their sins are weighing heavy upon their heart. We pray you would help them to cast their sins and cares upon Thee and find the peace and pardon which comes by trusting God. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you feel that you need spiritual help and guidance, please be free to write us.
Out of Egypt I have traveled through the darkness dreary, far over hills and valleys and across the desert sand. But a land is safe at home where I shall not grow weary. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land.
Praise him
every day. I'm camping,
camping
in the land of Canaan,
Canaan.
And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauties grand.
Glory, glory,
hallelujah.
I have
found the land of promise,
and
I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Yes, a graceful land of promise with the scenes of glory. My journey ended in a place so lovely and so grand. I've been led by Jesus to this blessed land of story. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land.
Praise him
every day. I'm camping,
camping
in the land of Canaan,
Canaan.
And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauties grand.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Canaan's happy land.